Radio Prague News.
The country's trade unions have said that 100,000 public sector employees will take part in Wednesday's strike. The Patients Association has said it will send staff to hospitals taking part in the strike to make sure that care for patients does not suffer. Czech students have fared worse than expected in a study examining reading literacy and other skills. The country's trade unions have said that 100,000 public sector employees will take part in Wednesday's day-long strike, protesting a 10% cut by the government in next year's budget. Union representatives have warned that the cuts, hand-in-hand with an amendment to the labor code, will heavily impact public sector salaries. Speaking at a meeting of the Umbrella Union, Chemkos on Tuesday, union leader Yaroslav Zavagil said that along with strikers, an additional 100,000 employees not taking part would at least pledge support. He noted that the Minister for Labor and Social Affairs had barred employees from some state branches from striking, namely staff at social services and employment offices. In addition to the strike on Wednesday, demonstrations have been scheduled to take place in 21 towns and cities. In related news, the Czech Patients Association has said it will send staff to hospitals taking part in Wednesday's strike to ensure patient care is not compromised. Some hospitals involved will have reduced regimes on the day, with staff on duty wearing pins expressing support for strikers. Other facilities are planning on full operations as usual. The trade unions have stressed that care for patients during the day-long protest must in no way suffer. The strike, meanwhile, has gotten the full backing of the Czech Medical Chamber. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has reacted ahead of Wednesday's strike by saying the unions were not concerned with employee rights but were trying to set in motion, with the help of the leftist opposition, what he described as a political game, one which he said could destabilize the country. In the Prime Minister's view, the planned strike, expected to be the biggest since 1989, has been organized to fuel further protest against the government's planned reforms. He reiterated the view that austerity measures were needed and stressed the government would not budge on the 10% cut. 15-year-old Czech students have not fared particularly well in the OECD's program for international student assessment, a study conducted every 3 years. The latest result, released on Tuesday, showed that reading literacy among 15-year-olds fell below average, while skills in mathematics and the natural sciences were only average. Czech students' knowledge compared to all other OECD countries had suffered the most, Education Minister Josef Dobeš admitted. In all, students from 65 countries took part. According to the education minister, the Czech education system has long lacked a proper framework, a problem not addressed by consecutive ministers, and he called Tuesday's findings a bitter pill. Part of the problem, he suggested, lies in poor salaries in the sector, as well as disinterest on the part of some parents. Czech industrial output rose by 6.9% in October year-on-year, according to the government figures released on Tuesday. The increase was lower than the previous month, when production rose by 12.4%. Going production in October was driven by the car, metalworking and electronic industries, while the biggest drop in production was registered in food and woodworking industries. The value of new orders rose by 12.6% year-on-year. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.